AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President Kamala Harris has declared herself and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz joyful warriors as they rally Democrats across the Midwest. In Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Are you ready to make your voices heard?
Do we believe in freedom? Do we believe in opportunity? Do we believe in the promise of America?
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance was also in Eau Claire, where he just missed Harris and Walz at the airport.
I just wanted to check out my future plan.
On his trailing the Democrats.
I mean, look, there are six or seven states that are going to decide the entire election. We think it's important to get out there and talk to people to make the best case that we can.
At least four tornadoes have been confirmed in South Carolina and two in Ohio as Tropical Storm Debbie spins over the Atlantic, still bringing torrential rain in places and affecting weather as far as the Great Lakes. At Guantanamo Bay, defense attorneys for accused September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two co-defendants have suspended participation in pretrial hearings while legal challenges play out over Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's decision to throw out a plea agreement. And Taylor Swift's concerts in Austria have been called off over fears of an attack. Margie Zaraletta has details.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour was due to stop in Vienna on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Event organizer Barracuda Music says on Instagram, government officials confirmed an attack was planned, and Barracuda had no choice but to cancel the shows. Austria authorities say they arrested two suspected extremists near Vienna, one of whom was focused on Swift's concerts, according to the Austria press agency. The report quotes Franz Ruf of Austria's Interior Ministry is saying authorities had secured chemical substances and were evaluating them, but did not give details. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And in Britain, police had been prepared for another night of far-right demonstrations at 100 locations around the country, but those failed to materialize as anti-racism protesters showed up in force. This is AP News. Olympic highlights. Here's Stephen Kulbaugh.
The United States maintained its 2-gold lead on China while continuing to lap the field in the overall medal count on day 12 at the Paris Olympics. Quincy Hall's electrifying comeback to win gold in the men's 400 meters headlined the day for Team USA. Hall overcame three runners in the final bend to cross the line in 43.40 seconds, the fourth fastest time ever.
I have a good, great group of guys that I ran against, and all I had to do was just run my race.
The U.S. cycling team of Chloe Dygert, Kristen Faulkner, Jennifer Valenti, and Lily Williams won gold in women's team pursuit. Faulkner has 2 golds in Paris after winning the women's cycling road race.
It's a dream come true.
American Sarah Ann Hildebrandt also took gold in women's freestyle 50-kilogram weightlifting. And the United States is leaving beach volleyball in Paris without a medal, the first shutout since the sport joined the Summer Games in 1996. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.